The former Springfield Armory Building 104 held plenty of history. It was where 3.5 million M1 rifles were manufactured for use in World War II. But kept safe and dry beneath the floor of the building was the evidence of activities dating back centuries. Archaeologist Tim Barker, who led the four-week excavation of the site where Building 104 had stood since 1939, said his team found artifacts and architectural features pointing to the locations of 19th-century storehouses, World War I-era barracks, and a small blacksmith shop.
We're very happy to have this opportunity to have a short amount of time to do this archaeological investigation to document all the resources that are here inside the building.
Barker said after the floor of Building 104 was removed and about 2 feet of fill cleared away, the historic features stood out like sore thumbs.
When you dig a hole in the ground and it gets backfilled, it never looks the same as the undisturbed soil around it.
More than 100 features and artifacts were identified, including chunks of charcoal made from defective rifle stocks, a brass button fused to the barracks fireplace, post holes for the storehouses, a glass whiskey jar, a key, a bone-handled comb, and part of a clay smoking pipe.
Everything that we found here will be thoroughly documented, and we write an exhaustive report outlining, like describing every feature and every artifact that we'd found and its interpretation, and tell the story of what went on here. The story that the history books and the maps don't actually show, what the archaeology has revealed, and enhance the history of the Springfield Armory.
Barker said it was all well preserved because very little grading was done to the site before Building 104 was constructed.
They basically put down about a 1 foot thick layer of sandy, rocky fill across here and then built Building 104 on top of it. So it was, you know, it was already ready, and it was wartime, it was expedient. They built it pretty quickly.
Many of the features identified by the archaeologists correspond with what is depicted on old maps and noted in historic documents, according to Alex McKenzie, park ranger at the Springfield Armory National Historic Site.
It's all fantastic, but they've been finding.
All the artifacts are the property of UMass, but will likely be part of a future display at the Armory Museum.
Part of this project will be trying to increase information that the public gets, you know, in terms of installing informational panels and wayside to give a little bit more history so that people can come over here and learn a bit more about Federal Square.
Now that the archaeological dig has ended, the historic features will again be covered over, this time by a parking lot. The center section of Building 104 was demolished, with the north and south sections left standing. The north end is being renovated to become a charter school. The south end will be office space. The site is now part of the Springfield Technology Park. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.